All right, everybody. This is Stelly Efty.
And Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of The Startup Chat, we're going to talk about
how to avoid the number one mistake when making decisions. I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best when making decisions or trying to make decisions.
Yes. So let's set this up first. Why do we want to talk about this?
We were just briefly catching up before the show, and Stelly said this statement, and it was just two words, and says, "It depends." I just told her or him, "It depends." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I just did that yesterday too."
Yes.
And it was funny because I don't think we've ever really talked about just "it depends." And so it started with that. But at the end of the day, we're talking about decision making and the fact that most decisions are dependent on a lot of things that aren't just like taking an idea from somebody else and saying, "I'm going to do it their way."
Yes. So the situation that we encounter a lot, and I just even 2 weeks ago, I was at this small talk. And it turned into a Q&A session. And half of the time, my answer started with, "It depends." And after the fifth time I said that, I just looked at the audience and I went, "What will I say next?" And everybody laughed and said, "It depends." Yes, people. Because it truly does. And I think it speaks...
I'm going to use that.
Yes. I think it speaks to that situation of there's somebody having a problem or challenge, and they're looking for, quote unquote, the right way to approach that problem. And then I need to give them feedback that I don't have, and I don't believe that there is a right way for everyone in every situation.
So let's talk about what people do when they think there's a right way. So how do they find this? For example, you know, a lot of people say in books, "I'm going to read a book and then it'll tell me how to do it."
Yeah.
That's also a situation where you think the book will tell you the right way, but it'll just give you information about one way to do something.
Yeah.
Right?
I think we all are constantly looking for answers, right? Answers to our questions in one way or another. Entrepreneurs maybe more so in a specific way because there's so many challenges. And typically I think what people do is they think, "All right, I have this company and I just launched this whatever, this mobile app, and I want to become the next big thing. So let me go and read about, you know, the WhatsApps of the world and all the whatever the hell popular mobile apps of the world and figure out how did they do it? How did they become so big? And then I'm going to do the same thing. And ergo, I will also become really big." Or they are, you know, they're looking at somebody like you and I, and they think of us in certain terms of like successful or has accomplished what I want.
So they want to do it like we did.
Yes. So they'll go, "Hey, Stelly, how can I build my personal brand?" And my thing is, I don't fucking know. I mean, it depends, right?
Also, do you need to?
Do you need to? Do you really want to? But even if you want to, I don't know. Like, it depends on who you are, what you want to do.
Yeah.
There's no, "Here's how I did it, and this is the way you should do it too."
Not anymore.
Right? So I think that type of strategy to get to answers of like, let me find somebody or a company that has accomplished something that I want and then ask them how they did it so I can do it the exact same way. I think that's one of the biggest mistakes people make when they try to find the right decision or approach to tackle a task.
You know, just to be clear, like we're not saying don't go ask people.
No.
What we're saying is don't go ask people and just do what they say or do that one way you think. I actually love asking people, but what I'll do is for one task, I'm actually in the middle of a few of these right now, I'll go ask five people how they did something if I really just want to hack my ability to understand and if I can't find it online. I'll just go ask five people and be like, "Oh," and then I'll pick off what's right, you know, and what I like about all of them and make my own strategy.
Right. Right. You know, one thing that I've built, a habit that I've built over the years is trying to spot these stories that are contradicting each other, right? So looking for companies of people that have accomplished very similar things in certain areas in very different ways.
Yeah.
I'm like deeply in love. Anytime I see something that seems like, here's a person that did everything opposite to the way that we all think you should do it, or this other person did it, that like stands out to me, and I collect these stories in my mind. And to a certain degree, I do it very selfishly because I need to re and re-remind myself that I can just follow my own heart and follow what's true for me and trust that I'll get where I want to versus trying to act a certain way or follow somebody else's
path. I do the same thing in a business context. So I'll go look at a market and usually in most markets, it doesn't matter about leaders. If you're in the top 3 to 5, like that's people that have been successful, right? Yeah. A lot of the 1 or 2 or 3 sometimes in markets is a luck thing. So what you tend to see is number 1, 2, and 3, they all had a different strategy to get there.
Yeah.
Right? Same kind of thing. And sometimes there'll be 2 that have the exact opposite, right? The thing that comes to mind is Dropbox versus Box.
Yeah.
Right? Box, fully enterprise and everything, but same solution. Storage, security, all that on a very high level, right? Dropbox, same thing. Completely different market and completely different approaches at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right? Of what led them to success or what got them to, you know, their high revenues and all that. So right. I love that because you find it in business too. And then you can grow back to how did the different people make the decisions to get there.
Yeah. I also have a deep love for people. And I don't know if this is something that everybody can identify with. But for me, what I see a lot of times and the journey I've gone through is that a lot of people that are, you know, entrepreneurs, founders, a lot of these people are very smart, very ambitious. So during the early years of their life, they've usually accomplished great success. Or they were a bit smarter, a bit better than their peers. And then eventually you grow into an environment that you put yourself in where more and more people are just like you.
Right.
And it becomes more and more challenging to be the exception, right? You're more of the rule. And at some point, you're not the youngest person that has accomplished the most anymore. Now the oldest person that's still not accomplished as much as others.
That's right.
And it creates, for many years, it created a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
Like the question was, did I miss the boat? Like, too late? Am I too old? Will I not accomplish what I wanted?
And then you had the news flash, there is no boat.
Yes.
We're all in the water already.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, so what I did to combat that internal anxiety was finding stories of people that accomplished things incredibly late in their life or accomplished
things. To help motivate you.
To help ease that anxiety and go, There's no
time. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. And there's all these different ways to get to places. It's
unlimited,
so crazy.
Really.
Really, right? There's so many examples of, like, I was just reading an article about what's his name, the What the Fuck podcast guy, is one of the most popular podcasts. He just interviewed President Obama.
Yeah.
And he's like a failed comedian. Like, his entire life was like a B-level comedian, friends with all the top guys, but never getting there, really depressed, really cynical, going through divorces, being like a drug addict, alcoholic, going through his entire life, not getting anywhere, and then doing this little radio thing, and that's not going anywhere, and then one producer there really like falling in love with him and being like, you could be the next Howard Stern or something. We need to do this. And they're starting this podcast. And now they have millions of listeners to the degree where he gets like all these massive stars to come in his garage in like really shitty place. President Obama driving to his garage, sitting in a really cramped little garage somewhere in LA and doing a 1-hour interview with him.
Wow.
And he has this gift and he can get people to reveal like their drug addictions and their alcohol problems.
Awesome.
And things that they would never talk about. And I love these stories of like this person who had an ambition, had a goal, worked many, many years, and he's like 40 or something and he thinks, this shit will never happen for me. Contemplating suicide. And then finding the right thing for him. Which was not necessarily what he was trying to do beforehand.
Right.
And becoming
he's better at interviewing. Yeah.
And then he's like this massive star. He always thought he needs to be center stage and be like the main thing. But
he's
much better in engaging with others in conversation.
Yeah.
Right. So I love these stories.
So that reminds me of the American saying, and there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
I have no idea what it means, but like, you know, that it refers to this problem.
I asked an investor once who mentioned this, where does the skinning a cat thing come from?
I don't know.
He explained it to me.
Oh, okay.
I forgot it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't remember anymore what the, that was something.
Something with hunting problems.
Something. Yeah, I don't remember. So coming back to the theme of the biggest mistakes people make in trying to make decisions is they're trying to find the right way.
Yeah.
Usually based on what is the most popular way or the most fashionable way currently versus what is the way that fits their situation, their strengths, their company best.
It's like I used to have a SEO company. And what happens there is like somebody sees their competitor pop up in the search results, right? And then they're like, yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
Like, I just want that. Like I need that SEO stuff. And it's like, wait, hold on.
I need that SEO stuff. Yeah, that's like, and we talked about this in a prior episode where one person was doing a startup. I'm like, all right, so it build a product. And it was like, now I'm going to launch it. I'm like, cool, how are you going to grow it? And he's like, well, I saw your daily videos and I'm going to be doing daily videos.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. But that person didn't strike me as somebody who would enjoy being on camera
and doing daily,
and doing daily videos. So that to me always like strikes me as like it pains me because I think, dude, why don't you find what is the best thing for you to make this a success? Because what was the best thing for me just clearly doesn't fit here. Yeah. Like, and you might do something, your company's gonna be a million times bigger than mine, right?
Who knows?
Who knows? But the point is like find what's authentic to you and your situation versus try to copy somebody else's key. Because there's not one building and one door. There's many, many buildings, many doors, many places, and you need to figure out your own way and your own approach.
Yeah.
So I think whenever people are looking for answers, I do think it's a healthy practice to start with the approach of reminding yourself, okay, how can we fix this? Well, you know, it depends. There's many ways we could fix it. Yeah. What's our situation?
Yeah.
What are our strengths and weaknesses? What are we excited about truly doing? Like SEO, for instance, is a funny topic because it's something from the get-go, from day one, we looked at that topic and we went, nobody here knows anything about it. And we really are not excited about learning something about it.
Yeah.
So fuck it.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, how can you? It's such a huge thing and free traffic and this and that. And we're like, well, but we have zero.
We don't know how to do that.
We don't know how to do it. And not only
we know how to do this other stuff.
Yes. And you know, sometimes people might go, well, I don't know how to do anything. That's fine. Then find the one thing you're excited about learning. If I was excited about learning about SEO, I might have done something. But I was not excited about learning it. I had no strength or experience in it. Yeah. So fuck it. I don't care what other companies do. Yeah. I need to find my own way to do it. Does that alone so this is basically us saying to people, find your approach versus the approach, find your solution versus the solution, find your way of doing something versus the way of doing something.
That's right.
Is that all encompassing to what we tell people when we say it depends?
I think it is. Like, for example, one of the questions I got was like, should SaaS businesses be freemium? She asked me that. I'm like, well, I think so. And here's why, but it depends. Right. And then she was talking about conversion rates and how they suck in freemium. I'm like, yeah, right. But it depends because there's businesses that have made freemium work extremely well that are public companies now. There are businesses that totally flopped trying to make freemium work. And then there's businesses that couldn't make anything work regardless of freemium or not. Right. Yeah. So it really depends on lots of factors. So yeah, for me, I think this whole thing does apply, right? It's like if you ask a generic question like that, should SaaS businesses be freemium? The only answer is actually a debate on both sides, right? Or like pros and cons of both sides and a situational thing. And I think there's way too many questions like that in the world, right? All of them are like that in a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways, yeah. It's weird. I find that to a certain degree, I think people want to believe that there is a best way. Because independently from what you do, a lot of times there's like two camps, right? There's the popular kids, there's the way that how everybody does it. And then there's the counter movement, usually the fuck the popular way of doing it. We're doing it the exact opposite way. And in both camps, you find a lot of dogmatic
rules.
And the one way, this way is the wrong way and our way is the right way and vice versa. And it seems that that breeds stupidity for humanity. It's a very unhealthy way. I like what Chris Rock was saying in one of his stand-ups about like politicians being gang members and like everything my gang says is right and everything yours says is wrong.
That's exactly what it is.
He's like, it's so stupid. He's like, in some things, I'm conservative, like taxes. In other things, I'm liberal, like he was saying, like, prostitution, I'm liberal, right? So he makes all these jokes.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm a human being. I'll think about the topic, I'll let it marinate, and then I'll make up my mind, and it's going to be in different directions. Nobody's one thing in everything. But coming back to this theme, I find that, you know, especially with startups, there's like the Silicon Valley VC venture-backed unicorn magical.
That's the one way, Skelly.
You're doing nothing with your life if you're not doing a massive billion-dollar company. You're wasting your time mind building this little million-dollar business, because if it's not billion-dollar, you're not worth it, right? It's the pimping out, the telling you you're ugly. Yeah. And then there's the other people that are like the self-funders that are like, fuck VCs investors. They're all assholes and all these companies are stupid. And
They're all going to fail.
Yes, and Amazon has none made a profit.
None of them make money.
Yes, and having a business model down the line is stupid.
Yeah.
And both camps, both ways of approaching things is these like dogmatic. There's one way to do it, and there's one way that's clearly better than other ways.
Right.
And I think
that's just not true.
It's just not true.
I like the truth. That's just not true. That simple to me. That's why when you ask, is everything like that? Yeah. If you don't give me enough context, or if you don't have enough information or data about your own strengths and abilities, sure. Yeah. Then you can pick a best practice, right? But like at the end of the day, that's not going to get you where you probably want to go.
Yeah.
That's really the bottom line, right? This is why I think it's the number one mistake. It's like something that you see people do over and over again, and which is essentially relying on luck.
So if I'm, let's end with this and give a very specific type of person advice. Because I do think that experience can make a difference here. Like the longer you've been doing things, the more exposed you are to different ways of doing things, right? So it makes you a bit more.
But you can get experience on anything really fast too, right? If you know the right questions to ask and what you're looking to do.
So if I'm early, I don't want to use
inexperienced.
Best word. Right? That's the best word. If I'm inexperienced as a founder.
You can be super old and starting a new, for your first company, you'd be inexperienced. And super old means whatever, but you know.
So I'm inexperienced as a founder. How do I get to find my way of approaching things, or what's best for me versus trying to find what the best way is
for
everybody?
Oh, yeah, let's give them strategies.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, go for it. You got one? I'm going to go.
All right, you go first.
Explore all the options. You don't know what to do, explore all the options. Be a hunter, gatherer, whatever, of all the information you can get on how to do this. I